Okay, so Russ has asked me to preach this morning on knowing God through suffering and hardship. It's a really wide topic, and there's so much that we could say, but we've just got 15 minutes, so I'm going to try and fit as much in as I can. The secular view, like the worldly view of pain and suffering and hardship, is really negative, and it's thought of as something which is there to hinder us and lead us into depression and lead us into really dark places where we don't want to go and we don't want to be. And it's really thought of as something that is going to have a negative impact on us, possibly for the rest of our lives. But what I want to share this morning is that actually when we're living in the kingdom of God and when we're Christians, the world that we live in kind of becomes upside down. And things which the world think is one way, God gives us grace to see in a completely other way. And what I want to talk about this morning is how suffering can actually be an amazing opportunity to draw closer to God, to learn more about yourself, and to learn more about the other people around you. So that's not to say that we're not going to be real about our emotions. Like the Bible says that when Jesus heard that his friend had died, he wept. So he was sad. You know, I'm not saying hide from what you feel and just put a smile on your face all the time. And the Bible also says Job, who was one of the most blessed men throughout history, he had an amazing family, he had all this cattle, all this land, and he suffered incredible hardship and lost everything. And his response was that he fell on the floor and he tore his clothes and he cursed the day that he was born. So, but in all that, God said he didn't sin. So there's one of Nigel's phrases, is a truth intention whereby, yes, we can feel all these emotions, but we can actually gain, if we choose to allow God to walk us through these seasons, we can get positive things. We can benefit from the pain that we go through if that is, we allow God to take us through. So we've got a choice. When we face these hard times and we face these troubles, we've got a choice to either trust God and believe in him and stand on his word, or to blame God and actually turn our back from him. And in my own life, I've had to make this choice quite a few times. Before I became a Christian, I had a really... Oh, I don't know what time I started. Okay. Before I became a Christian, I had a really sweet, like, idyllic life. My mum and dad loved me amazingly. I did well in school. I had lots of friends. And I never really faced any trials or any hardship or any disappointments at all. Literally, like, it was totally idyllic. Then I got saved. And within maybe a year to 18 months, my life changed absolutely drastically. Like, it really became hard and a lot of turmoil. My grandma, who came to this church, Jess, most, a lot of you know her, she suffered a life-changing stroke. So all the right side of her body was paralyzed. And if anyone's ever looked after elderly relatives, it's hard and it puts a lot of strain on your family and on family relationships. And so that was one thing that happened. Secondly, I was in a relationship with someone who I would probably going to marry. We talked about marriage, we talked about children. That ended. And then thirdly, which was the hardest thing for me at that time, my family, which had been so close and tight and a real source of security and love for me, without going into too much detail, overnight, it just fell apart. And it was something that I never thought I'd have to cope with, never thought would happen to me, but it did. Literally overnight, the whole my family just crumbled in upon itself. So I had, this is probably about a year after I give my life to Jesus, and I was presented with this choice. Now, do I trust the God that I've just learnt about, who I've read about in the Bible, who I've just given my heart to? Or do I think, well, thanks for that, God. You know, I've just decided to choose you. So do I blame him? Now, when we go through pain and hardships, it's easy to blame God. But the thing is, God is sovereign, and he is 100% sovereign. However, in his sovereignty, he chooses to give us control over certain situations in our life. So I could not blame God for decisions that somebody else had made. So God was sovereign over the situation, but we can make choices, and sometimes we make the wrong choice, and we have to deal with those consequences, and we have to deal with the consequences of other people. So I couldn't blame God. There was people I could blame, but God was not one of them. So I decided that I was going to turn to him, and I was going to allow him to help me walk through this. So Isaiah 43, it's on the board when we come in. It says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the valleys, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." So nowhere in God's word does he promise that bad things are not going to happen to us. The Bible doesn't say, "Come to me and life will be easy," or "Come to me and nothing ever bad is going to happen to you." It doesn't say that, but what it does say, it's full of his promises of how he's going to walk us through the flames and walk us through the fire and walk us through those hard times. So I was in this choice, do I believe that or do I not believe it? So if you just imagine with me, I've got a CV and God's got a CV, and I've got experience of dealing with pain and suffering. My CV would be blank. At this stage in my life, nothing bad had ever happened to me before. So I would have no experience, no examples to give of how I've got through this and how I've got through that. But then if we look at God's CV of dealing with pain and suffering, God sent his son Jesus to die on a cross. He experienced the raw emotion that we would feel if that had happened to our children or to our family. He has got an absolute Bible full of experience of, as Russ said this morning, Jesus was a man of sorrows. He was afflicted and he was cursed. And so some of his experience would say, those who mourn, he lifts to safety. I've overcome the world. I work all things together for good. I am your comforter. I will never leave you or forsake you. I heal the brokenhearted and I bound up your wounds. I give you rest. I am your deliverer. So bearing in mind those two CVs, needless to say, I chose God. And I chose for him to walk me through it and to lead me through what at that point was the darkest time of my life. I learned his father's heart, and I learned to know him as a dad in an absolutely incredible, incredible way. I learned about his love, about his faithfulness, and I learned that the words in the Bible are not just they're not just words on a page, but what they are true and living attributes of a true and living God. And whatever, you can tell me something in the Bible, oh, I don't really believe that, but the fact that I'm here is a testimony to the fact that it is true. I also learned through that experience never to put another person on a pedestal, because they can only fall off. There's only one way a person can go if you've got them elevated to a place they shouldn't be. So I had this really firm foundation very early on in my Christian walk. And it was things that can probably take people a long time to get a grasp of and get their head around. But I really felt God blessed me with the knowledge that I could trust him in any situation. I knew that I could trust him, and I've had to draw from this experience a fair few times since this has happened. And as a lot of you know, 3 years ago, around this time of year, actually, my mum was suddenly diagnosed with cancer and then died in 6 weeks. So once again, it was like, oh, everything that I've looked to for love and security and friendship and joy and happiness, like, she's gone. But instead of a couple of years later, I could realize that actually this is an opportunity for me now to get all those things from God and to get closer to him and learn more about him. So I feel like I've learned to scoop the sweetness of Christ out of any situation. And even what seems like devastation can yield honey. I've learned to know him as my dad. I've learned to know him as my mum. I've learned to know him as my husband, as my best friend. And that doesn't mean that I'm smiling all the time and that it's easy all the time. But the truth is that in here, I know that those things that it says in the Bible are 100% true. And no one can ever tell me that it's not, because I just won't believe it. Through the accident that I had recently, I learned that God cares about the smallest, tiniest, most seemingly insignificant details of our life. So I was, for those of you who don't know, I was stuck in a hospital in South Africa, couldn't move out of bed, couldn't walk. And God was sending people from different churches in South Africa to give me shampoo and to bring me sweets and to bring me books. And I was just like, wow, God, you love me so much. Like, when I told my story to people there in the hospital, they were like, oh, that's so bad. I'm so sorry for you. And I was sat with like the hugest smile on my face because I was just so blessed. Like, I could really see. And it was a hard time and it was a trial. But again, I just chose to see God in it. And if you choose to see him and you choose to look for him, you'll find him, whatever it is you're going through. Through that accident, I learned that I'm very fragile. We all are fragile. And I don't just need God to move a 4-ton truck off me. I need him to give me breath every day. I need him to wake me up in the morning. I need him to put words in my mouth. We need him for absolutely everything. From the biggest disaster that we face, we need God. But in the smallest things, we need him as well. And the amazing thing is that he's there. And whatever your need is, he can meet it. The other thing through the accident was that just after the accident, God told me that he'd chosen me. Through the accident, he'd chosen me to share in his cup of suffering. And the Bible in Romans 12, verse 2 says, "For the joy set before him, Christ endured the cross." And what this means is that he endured the suffering of the cross because he knew that the end result would provide us a way to have a relationship with the Father. So Jesus found joy in going to the cross because he knew what the end result was gonna be. And after I had the accident, he said, "I've chosen you as this trial. You're gonna go through suffering to bring me glory." And it really has brought him so much glory. Hundreds and hundreds of people literally all over the world know about this story now. They know about his healing power. They know about his love for me. They know about his provision. They know about his power and his strength. And people that I've really struggled to witness to in the past have now been praising God and thanking him for saving my life. So that is another trial where God has just been glorified, and no one can tell me that didn't happen, because it did. No one can tell me that those bones were not supernaturally brought back together, because they were, and the x-rays show that they were. So that's one trial that I'm actually really, really grateful for. And I couldn't stand here and say that I'm grateful for everything, for all the difficulties. But what I am grateful for is that my CV is no longer blank. God has blessed me with so many testimonies of how I can thank him and how I can help other people come through things which I might have gone through. Or there's so many testimonies that illustrate his goodness, his love, his provision, his protection. I remember someone coming here preaching a while ago. I don't remember his name, but what he said was, "Faith that hasn't been tested can't be trusted." And it was a few years ago that he said that, but it's something that has just always stuck with me. And through every trial, I want Jesus to be able to say, "Yes, you passed that test. I can trust you. You've passed it. I can trust. You can be trusted." And when we're getting tested, we need to remember what it says in Hebrews 4, verse 15. It says, "We have a high priest who is able to sympathize with all our weaknesses." So whatever you are going through, Jesus can sympathize with that. Now, bearing that in mind, I just want to finish with this quote. And I didn't write who it was by, sorry. But it says, "Jesus lost all his glory so we could be clothed in it. He was shut out so that we could get access. He was bound and nailed so that we could be set free. He was cast out so that we could approach. And Jesus took away the only kind of suffering that can really destroy you, being cast away from God. He did so that all the suffering that comes into your life will only make you great. A lump of coal under pressure becomes a diamond, and the suffering of a person in Christ only turns you into somebody gorgeous. Wonderful. Wonderful.